This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Berube.
The good. The first game shutout against Vancouver. The bad. The worse. The Brody scare. And now, the disaster. Can we just end this nightmare season? Welcome to Flames Unfiltered, November 27th, 2019, episode 18. I am the host of the show, Brad Berube. And the turmoil in Calgary continues. Well, now we aren't bitching about the play on the ice, which is a little bit of good news, I guess, huh? Now we got troubles with Coach Bill Peters. A happy Thanksgiving to all our American listeners. And Thanksgiving, I don't know. You know, it's one holiday where it's really good to sit back and really think about what and how much we should all be thankful for. I wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving. Spend time with your family. Enjoy it. And be thankful. Now, when I took a look at this podcast this summer, when the Flames Unfiltered, well, the Flames podcast was brought to me from the great guys at the Hockey Podcast Network, I thought about it and I thought, this is going to be awesome. It's going to be great. Talking Calgary Flames hockey, Flames Unfiltered, two times a week. Flames were going to be a team that was going to be a Stanley Cup contender. I didn't realize that when your team is not playing all that well, it's a little harder to do the podcast, number one. Still fun, but a little harder. But when you have so many things on your team this year that aren't even really hockey related in a way. This Bill Peters thing, it's not on the ice. The TJ Brody thing, the scare and how that affected, you know, everybody close to the Flames, whether you're a fan all the way down to a family member. I didn't realize that I'd be talking about life things so much. Hopefully some good comes from that, I guess. But I always treated hockey as kind of my escape. Hockey was my escape from a messed up society. The negativity and just the difficult things that our world faces right now. Hockey's always been my escape. It's always been my escape. When things get a little bit messed up, you turn the hockey game on at night and you have some entertainment, whether your team's winning or losing. It seems now, though, that so much a negative outside world is bordering in on my little hockey bubble and starting to ruin that. Not a real big fan of that.
Every team, everywhere, the Hockey Podcast Network.
Hey, the Hockey Podcast Network, which Flames Unfiltered is very proud to be a part of, is proud to announce a new podcast. Former NHL player and unbelievable entertainer, Terry Ryan, who you've heard him on Spit and Chicklets before, has joined the network, and he has a show that'll come out every other week called Tales with TR, a hockey podcast. Episode 1 is out now. Check it out. Alrighty, Flames fans, let's recap two hockey games that took place this week. The final two on this never-ending, damn, I mean never-ending, road trip. Monday night, Calgary in Pittsburgh. And hey, hey, Flames fans, guess what? The Flames scored first. That's a new one. Dylan Dubé gets his first of the year and a nice goal. And you could just see on that goal the confidence level of the young player rise. And I've been impressed with him off and on in the times we've, I guess the short time we've seen him. But I think in the last two appearances in Calgary, Dylan Dubé looks like he belongs in the National Hockey League. And he may just stick. But good goal. Flames are up 1-0. That's good news. Galchenyuk answers for Pittsburgh later on in the first with his first of the year. We're tied 1-1 after one. Pittsburgh scores 7 minutes into the second. McCann gets a goal. Monahan tallies one up to tie it back up on a power play goal at the 15-minute mark. Johnny and Tkachuk with assists. No goals in the third. We head to overtime. And in overtime, Jake Guentzel scores his 12th with under a minute to go in overtime, and the Flames lose. But did they lose? Because I thought it was a good point. I thought the Flames had good jump, and I thought the Flames played really well. No negativity. I'm not ripping anybody. I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. I don't know if that's just because there's been so much other things that have gone on that I don't even have a thought process anymore about hockey, but I was happy with the effort in Pittsburgh. I thought all went well. Now tonight, Wednesday night, as I record this, in the wee hours of Wednesday night, I guess, for a Thursday morning release on the Hockey Podcast Network. It'll release later in the week on flamesunfiltered.com. But Wednesday night, Calgary in Buffalo, and Calgary, again, scores first. Wait, is this a trend? Man, be one that I'd like to have. Made me feel so much better when they scored first tonight. It just, so much better. Brody gets his first. Flames lead 1-0 after one period. In a first period that I thought was pretty back and forth. Didn't get to see every second of tonight's game, and I will admit that. I had family gathering, but I did see most of the game. Flames lead 1-0 after one. VC scores for Buffalo in the latter part of the second. Second period ends 1-1. Olofsson scores his 9th to start the third for Buffalo. They go up 2-1. Then I saw an enormous push from the Buffalo Sabres. Enormous push. They controlled most of the third period. At the 4:02 mark, Matthew Tkachuk ties the game on a really good, hardworking play. Fun to see Tkachuk get off a little bit of a slump that he's been in and ties this game up. He is clutch. That is one thing we will definitely give Matthew Tkachuk. Overtime, back and forth. Pretty good overtime. Rittich with some nice saves. Lindholm wins it in overtime with a top-notch, strong play, wrapping it around, getting it past the sprawled out Buffalo goaltender, and Calgary wins it 3-2 in overtime. Takes 2 points tonight, 2 points that are much needed in a very, very, very tight and difficult Pacific Division, which as it stands right now, Calgary is with a few points as of late, which is kind of nice, has edged their way into a three-way tie for third. Vancouver, Vegas, and Calgary all sit with 28 points. This is just a jammed up Pacific Division, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch how this plays out in the next couple weeks.
Inside Edge Hockey News, bringing the NHL to the fans.
Well, Flames fans, it's time. It's time for me to address the Bill Peters situation. Now, first thing I'm going to say is I'm actually already tired of this situation. That's all I've heard about for 3 days. That's all I've thought about for 3 days. I've thought in a million different directions on this one. And I thought about how to handle it on the podcast. I asked for some advice from some colleagues. And I appreciate each and every one of you for reaching out to me and giving me your 2 cents on how I should handle this. I thought, well, I can not even talk about it, which would really be taking the high road. I could also say the politically correct thing and say, He's wrong. He's a horrible person. Let's crucify him. But I decided to be honest. I've been honest to my listeners. This is our 18th episode. 20th time speaking to you. And I thought, you know what? I owe it to the listeners to give my honest take on the incident. My honest take. The incident's horrible. It's not right. Akeem Alou came out with some comments on Monday night. It shocked the sports world, not the hockey world, the sports world. Now, I'm not a racist. I believe everyone is equal. I have some very good friends that are African Americans. Actually, one of my best friends is. And I know what they deal with. I also know what white people deal with. And I think to a point, every single race deals with it. And I don't care what race you are. No one deserves to be belittled or dragged down. Now, a couple questions that I do have. Not a big fan of the timing of how this came out. 10 years later? I get it. You don't want to wreck your pro career. I get that. Standing up to a coach is probably a don't. I think it's becoming less and less a don't, as I think coaching styles change as society changes, whether that's good or bad, right or wrong. This happened 10 years ago in the AHL in Rockford. Now, what happened, and I will post it on the webpage so you can read Alou's quotes, everything on there. But unless you've been under a rock, I don't need to go over and say those words and repeat what Mr. Bill Peters said. I don't feel comfortable doing that. I don't want to do that. I don't think I need to, because if you're a Flames fan, you're listening to this podcast, you'd have to have been in a hole to not know what was said. My biggest thing is this. I know social media is a huge part of our lives now. And that's a lot of how news is reported now. The problem with that is any Tom, Dick, and Harry can post whatever he wants. Now, I believe what Akeem Alou has charged Mr. Peters with. Because how do you make that up, number one? How do you single out a guy to make that up? Two, and three, Bill Peters has acknowledged it. It's not right. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. It's not right. And in no part of this conversation am I defending what Peters did. But I am going to make a few points that I think every objective human being should think about. Now, the method that it comes out on Twitter to me is not right. If you are going to air your grievances, and one of the magnitude of this one, this grievance should have been filed with the American Hockey League at the time of the incident. Now, if that was not appropriate or there was circumstances that did not allow that, then this grievance should be filed with the National Hockey League now. That is where Bill Peters is working. Instead of a fly off the seat of the pants tweet insinuating something and not even naming the person. If you want all of us to take these comments 100% serious, which I am, I just question your method by using Twitter. I'm not sure on that one. Now, the initial public reaction surprised me a little bit, because the incident reaction that I saw was, hang him. He's guilty. Hang him. Without even, like, gathering this, this scares me a little bit, because now anybody can go on Twitter, accuse somebody of doing something, and because it was on Twitter, well, it's got to be true. Now, don't get me wrong. I've said it 15 times already. I think this is true. But think about that. Anybody can just go on Twitter and accuse people of stuff, and just because they typed it on Twitter, that means it's true? Because people were hanging Bill Peters before any investigation was done, before any more details came out, before anybody collaborated the story. Now, I think the investigation and the way the Flames are handling this is professional. Now, in his accusations, he mentioned a letter. Well, if this letter existed, it should still exist. Or the people that the letter were sent to should be able to corroborate that. And I want to know that. I want to make sure that that's on there too. Because if Mr. Alou's being is going to be credible in this, every part of his accusation should match up. Now, I'm not saying that if one of the parts isn't accounted for, that this didn't happen. No, this happened. And this is not right. But I find it funny how all of a sudden, when somebody's kicked and when they're down, it's really easy to pile on them. Because then all of a sudden, abuse charges from Carolina come out. Now, I'm not saying they didn't happen. I trust that when Rod Brindamour said they happened, they happened. But my question is, when Brindamour supposedly reported these and nothing happened, Brindamour didn't question that? Carolina players didn't question that? Carolina management didn't do anything? If that's the case, well, shame on Carolina. Now, earlier tonight, Bill Peters released a letter of apology written to Brad Treliving. And now everybody's freaking out because they're saying, well, why is he apologizing to Brad Treliving? Well, that's probably his first apology of many. And I think he needs to take care of that one first, since it is his boss. People are ripping the letter of apology. Like, how is this guy supposed to write a letter of an apology? He was honest, right? He didn't deny it. He didn't lie in it. He was straight up. He said it happened. He said why it happened, how it happened, and everything you wanted to know. What do you want in a letter of apology? What more could he have said? Quite honestly, I don't think he's done apologizing. A couple other things to think about. And I'm not defending his actions. I'm not at all defending his actions. But when someone now kills somebody, they're in jail for an average of 7 to 15 years. When someone acts in such a heinous way and sexually abuses a young child, they go to jail and society says, let's rehabilitate them. Let's rehabilitate them. Bill Peters does something terribly wrong and says a racist remark that was completely uncalled for. But we want to hang him. No word of rehabilitation. He's just a bad man. He's just a bad man. All coaches right now in any professional sport or any sport, junior level, youth level, better watch out. Because if you've done anything in your past, you're probably not sleeping good right now. Who is safe? I don't agree with anybody being racially abused. But is racial abuse any worse than sexual abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse? Didn't Mike Babcock mentally abuse Mitch Marner by making him write that list and embarrassing him in front of his teammates? Well, I don't know. In my book, the way I was raised, abuse is abuse, and all abuse is wrong. Every bit of it is wrong. So everybody was boohooing Mike Babcock on Monday. No one said a word about Mike Babcock since the Peters story came out. Because it's time to crucify Peters. Well, what Babcock did wasn't right either. It's abuse. Abuse is abuse. The bar is set now. The punishment will be handled down, and Peters will be out of the NHL for the rest of his life. But as I leave this topic, and I'm never talking about it again on this podcast, I hope I'm never talking about this again. I want you to know, I don't think his actions are correct. I don't think they're right, and I'm not justifying, and I'm not defending his actions. But I'm going to ask you one question. What happens the next time a player is found guilty of racial statements or physical abuse? Will the player be banned for the league for life? I'm pretty sure it would be a different punishment, and I damn well guarantee the PA would have a field day protecting that player. We've seen it before. So, what happens the next time a player is found guilty of racial statements or physical abuse? Are they banned from the league?
Every team, everywhere. The Hockey Podcast Network.
Inside Edge Hockey News. Dropping the gloves. And stirring the pot.
All right, let's talk about more positive things. There's one bright spot out of this whole week turmoil that I can think of is now that we're not talking in Calgary about turnovers anymore. We're not talking about trading Johnny Gaudreau anymore. We're not telling everybody how much Brody sucks. This has been the worst possible season. If we could write a script, this is it. We've struggled on the ice. We've had injuries. We have no production from our first line. Brody scared all of us with this health problem. Peter's disaster. Now we're reconsidering funding for a new arena. What's next? Can we just end this season? I want to go golfing. I just want to end it and go golfing. On a bright spot, TJ Brody is back. Played two games now, both against Pittsburgh and Buffalo. Played 20-plus minutes in Pittsburgh. And you know what? Scored his first goal of the year tonight in Buffalo. Good job, TJ. You know what? It's funny. He said one of the things that this health scare did for him is kind of put into reality. And he said you got to have a little bit more fun playing hockey because life is short. He looks like he's having fun now. He really does. And you know what? Isn't it funny how success follows that? It's fun to play hockey. This is a great game. And when you're having fun, you're usually playing a lot better.
Every team, everywhere. The Hockey Podcast Network.
Hey, the Hockey Podcast Network and Flames Unfiltered is very excited to announce a partnership with Gong Show Hockey Apparel. Check out the Hockey Podcast Network's Twitter page for weekly contests for Gong Show Hockey Apparel. They've got a sweet hat listed today for this week's prize from Gong Show Hockey Apparel. Let's take a trip around the National Hockey League. Talk about some other teams in the National Hockey League. As we do that every Wednesday night on the show, then we'll roll on into a fan question and preview this weekend's hockey action in Calgary. Pasternak, the guy scores goals. Scored three against Montreal the other night. Pasternak, 23 goals, 16 assists, 39 points in 24 games. He is the first Bruins player in over 30 years to score three regular season goals in Montreal. I bet you that makes Boston fans happy. Hat tricks. The guy has seven career hat tricks, scoring goals left and right. Buffalo Sabres, Rasmus Dahlin out with a concussion, and he'll be out indefinitely, the team announced on Wednesday. The 19-year-old suffered an injury after taking an elbow to the head from Tampa Bay Lightning defenseman Eric Chernyk on Monday evening. Chernyk was given a two-game suspension for the hit. Hopefully, Dahlin heals up from this and can get back as soon as possible. Also announced in Vegas that Marc-Andre Fleury has left the team for a family emergency. We wish Marc-Andre Fleury and his family everything. We hate to hear that about any person, but Marc-Andre Fleury is class act, and we wish whatever situation he's dealing with his family, the very, very, very best. Malcolm Subban will assume starting spot in Vegas, and Garrett Sparks has been recalled in an emergency recall. Now, what does that mean for Vegas? We have seen Subban struggling in the net quite often lately, and it'll be interesting to see how he does in this situation where he's going to have to start some games. Now, Vegas is off to a 12-11-4 start, sitting in that tie with Calgary and Vancouver for third spot in the Pacific Division. Many thought that they would be much higher than that, and actually, for the first time, I think we can say that they're facing adversity for the first time in franchise history. Now, tonight, after a good night out, Vegas beats Nashville 4-3 in overtime, so they are hopefully not going to, well, maybe if you're a Flames fan, which everybody listening to this is, maybe we're hoping this will affect them a little bit more, not having their superstar netminder manning the nets. But we wish Marc-Andre Fleury and his family all the best. Fan question of the week. Who is the most likely replacement for Bill Peters? Yep, I can't say that I think the Flames will go any further than associate head coach Jeff Ward, who manned the bench tonight and led the team to a win. But one thing I can promise you is that I'm guessing Jeff Ward did not want to get his first head coaching job in the National Hockey League in this way. All right, let's time as we wrap the show to preview one game. Saturday night, the early game on Hockey Night in Canada sees Ottawa come into Calgary. And right now, I don't even know what to say in this preview. Calgary coming off, getting points in their last two. Ottawa currently sits in seventh place in the Atlantic Division with an 11-3-1 record, just 23 points. Losses in their last two games, so maybe Calgary can extend this point streak against a Ottawa team. You know what? Every single time Calgary plays them, it's always a pretty wild, high-scoring game. I'm going to be politically correct because that's what the world wants. Saturday night, guys, go out, play hard, have fun, boys. Everything will be okay.
Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter, at Flame Unfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page, at Flames Unfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter, at Brad Brood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Consider subscribing to Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon. That'll get you exclusive content and much more. Thanks again and enjoy the hockey. Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This production is copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.